Welcome back to Northwest Orbit. I'm your host Phoebe, and this is Space 101.1 FM. Every month on Northwest Orbit, we chat with a different local artist and play their music. And this April, we've been lucky enough to talk with Cody Choi of Supercos. Bumbershoot to Day In, Day Out, festivals are undoubtedly a core part of Seattle's music scene, and yet their lineups often don't accurately reflect our arts community. Cody told us about their experience attending and playing festivals in Seattle with lineups that are too often disproportionately white, and the ways in which they've responded.
I was just like really frustrated seeing lineups in general, not even like one specific festival. I mean, there definitely was like certain festivals that like made me notice certain lineups had a certain pattern, particularly in that, you know, like Seattle is a majority white city, but that doesn't mean our lineup should have to be a majority white. Like our art community is not, in my opinion, majority white. A lot of our art comes from queer, Black and brown artists. So it's really frustrating to see like 35 bands and 25 of them are completely white led. It's like, that's ridiculous, you know, when it's like run by people that are supposed to be for that community. So I was like, we should just throw on festival. Instead of getting frustrated that we don't see us or our bands on these lineups. Like I'll notice you have to have that much more effort to get a platform than you would see from another up and coming artist. And so it's like having lived in Seattle for 23 years, it's like you notice that pattern after a certain while. And instead of just like wanting to be angry about it, like I just figured like we should just do something.
First things that people often notice about Supercos is Cody's distinctive, colorful style. We asked Cody where all this color came from, especially in a gray city like Seattle.
I've actually been asked this question quite a few times. And it's funny because I didn't even think about it when I was first making music, about like how the art and the music were all like kind of like on a brand. Because it's like when it's just like your everyday, the niche of my life ends up being the art I create, because it's just like what I'm most drawn to. A good example, also your own home life. Like this is just like a Korean dress, for example, and like it's just pretty rainbow. So I would just see stuff like this in my grandma's house. And so I feel like I've always just been surrounded by color, both through culture, but also just through like music and art and just like, I don't know, when you live somewhere that's really cold and gray, sometimes you want to not always be surrounded by more gray. I really, really don't like gray. And I have no, I mean, like a little bit of judgment towards people that really, really like gray. Like some people, it looks really good on them. But some people I'm like, why do you, like, there's no color. Like black and white I get, but I don't know. Gray, I think it's just because I always see gray that I would prefer to just contrast against it. Cause I like seeing it in the sky, but no shade to people that like gray. Sorry.
Cody explained the story behind one of their most recent singles called Happy Mind.
That song I wrote for my ex's birthday when we were going to go through a break. It's definitely a pretty heavy song, especially because we broke up 2 months ago. Aha. Yeah, it was mostly about like wanting to heal from codependency. Definitely not just like a pandemic issue for me. There's been a lot of codependency. But at the same time, I kind of have been looking at also as like a song, maybe a little bit to myself also. I feel like that issue with codependency is you lose yourself a little bit. And I realized it doesn't matter how much you improve for someone, because if they're not improving for themselves, or even you, like if they're just not improving in general for anyone, you can't improve for them. So when I wrote the song, it was about wanting to keep a relationship and like heal from that codependency. But now I see it more as healing that relationship with yourself. It's definitely kind of hard, but it was like, we all want that happiness, you know? So here is Happy Mind on Space 101.1. FM.
Listening to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. As April's coming to a close, this is our last episode with Cody. If you want to listen back to any of our features, you can do so at our online archive at space101fm.org. Cody's music can be found on all streaming services and Bandcamp, and you can stay up to date with them on their Instagram, @supercos. Thanks for listening.